What is your full name?
Deborah Ann Mary Levitt.
What year were you born?
I was born in 1963.
Where were you born?
I was born at the maternity hospital in Bow, so I'm an East Ender.
What did your parents do for a living?
My mum worked in a police station and my dad worked in the Millwall Docks on the Isle of Dogs.
What are your earliest memories of the docks?
I remember the big, large walls around the docks, so we never saw inside the docks. So all I remember is the men lining up for work outside and then going through the gates, and that was it until they came home from work. So the docks was a bit of a mystery as I was growing up. It sort of seemed very unsafe because there must have been things that they was protecting us from, like all the big machinery. So that's what my imagination said about the docks.
Describe the area where you grew up.
It was like a village because everybody knew each other. There was local schools, local shops, and you knew your neighbours and your friends' families. So it was like a little village in the middle of London.
How did the docks affect your childhood?
It affected our childhood because my dad relied on work there, which wasn't always guaranteed. So it was nice to see when there was big ships in the docks, because then we knew that Dad had quite a lot of work to do. But if there wasn't many ships in, we knew that, you know, he didn't have work that day. So we were sort of always looking towards the docks to make sure they was busy.
How did the docks affect the community where you grew up?
The same thing really, because a lot of the men worked in the docks. The docks, they relied on the docks, so it was sort of our docks, so we liked to know that it was busy and that everybody had work, and so it was very much what we relied on.
Mm-hmm. What stories did your family tell you about the history of the docks?
They told us about sort of the different people they worked with, and they had nicknames for them, and that they loved working with each other because they knew each other, because they grew up with each other. So they worked, but they also played football. So that was a nice story that I heard about the docks, is that it was a nice friendly place to work. Although it was very busy and hard work, they had lots of friends there.
Tell us about how World War II affected the docks.
Well, because of the docks, they was in threat of being bombed, and they were bombed in the Blitz, but not only the docks were affected, the houses around the docks were affected, because people lived on the outskirts of the docks because they had to go work. They lived right on top of the docks. So it affected the island very much so that lots of people lost their homes. So after the war, there was lots of bomb sites which the children liked playing on because it was fun, they thought, but their parents thought it was dangerous because of all sort of like wires and metal. The World War II affected the island very much.
Tell us about how your dad first decided to work in the docks.
Well, his dad and his granddad worked in the docks, so he always knew that he would work in the docks when his time came. But he always wanted to work in the Millwall docks, because he did have an opportunity to work in one of the other London docks, but he wanted to work with his dad and granddad. So he did a bit of work on a building site first, and then when his turn came to go in the docks, he went in the docks. So he loved that because his dad and granddad was there.
Tell us about how your dad would get a job in those early days.
He would have to line up for work. It was called the call-on. So he'd have to wait with all the other dock workers, and then they'd call out their names. So they used to have 12 people for each ship. So he knew that he used to work with a certain amount of people. So once he heard his friend's name called, he knew that he would likely be called. But he never knew until the day that he was going to have work in the early days of the docks. That's how he got to learn about the job.
Please describe the jobs your dad did when you first started working on the docks.
He used to work on a forklift, so he used to drive into the hold of the ship. So he used to put all the containers on the forklift truck. He also used to use a big hook to get the equipment if it was a bit spiky or heavy. So that was his main job, a forklift driver.
Can you briefly describe some of the other jobs people do in the docks?
Some people loaded the ships and some people unloaded the ships. There was also tally clerks. They used to do that on sort of they used to keep a tally of what was on the containers, so they knew what was had to be on the ships and unloaded first. So there was all sorts of people. There was also cooks, because they used to have their own restaurants. So there was lots of all types of jobs in the docks. So you didn't have to be a docker on the ship itself. You could be working around the dock in the buildings around the dock.
How did your dad feel working in those early days?
He thought it was very hard, especially some of the heavy loads on his back, because in the early days they didn't have lots of equipment, and so he had to carry it on his back. And he said the sugar was the heaviest, and because my dad's quite short, he found that very hard work. And on his first day home, he was his arms were very tired from all the lifting. So he loved the work, but it was very hard work.
Describe any training your dad got skills and needed for work.
The main skill was for the forklift driving, because obviously it was a dangerous job, because you're working in a tight area, a small area. So that was his training.
What were working conditions like?
In the early days, it was very dusty and dirty. Also, there was asbestos around in the early days, and we didn't know what that did for people's lungs, so they was exposed to lots of different fibres and that sort of thing. So it was a very sort of dirty job, like I say, they enjoyed it, but it was hard and could be dusty and dirty sometimes.
Describe a typical day in your working life.
In my working life.
And your dad's
working life. Like I say, in the early days when he had to sign on for work, he used to have to do it twice a day. So he'd be early in the morning at 6 o'clock waiting for work, and that would take him round to 12. And then again in the afternoon, he'd have to sign on again. So sometimes he might only have a morning's work. So the days that he didn't get work in the afternoon, my dad liked playing football. So he played for a dock football team. And so my dad got very fit, because every time there was a football match, it didn't matter if it was for a dock team or a pub team, he'd join in. So if he wasn't working, my dad was playing football.
Describe the people your dad would work with.
He knew them very well. A lot of people he'd grown up with, or they knew his dad or granddad, so he knew them very well. So it wasn't like you're working with a stranger that you've just met. He knew people from years back.
Tell us how the dockers used to
socialise
together.
Mainly in the pub, and on Sundays they'd play football. And like I say, if they didn't have work in the afternoon in the week, they'd play football. My dad also used to like to run, so he was quite a good athlete. But some people worked on the allotments. Some people like to grow vegetables, their own vegetables. So there's quite a lot to do on the island if to socialise. But there wasn't community centres when my dad was working. They didn't come until the 80s. So you had to socialise in the pubs, or there was the churches as well. The churches did a lot for the youth. So that was our social life.
Tell us about some slang words used in the docks.
Slang words in the docks? Oh, I wouldn't know any slang words. I know there was nicknames. I think one man was called Psycho. I think he had a bit of a temper. I remember my granddad saying that. But yeah, other nicknames in the docks, I don't know.
What was your favourite cargo?
The cargo, his favourite would be, definitely wasn't sugar, because sugar wasn't refined sugar like in your tea. It was very rough sugar, so it used to scratch your back as well as being heavy. They also used to have things in light bulbs or cars. I even saw one picture of they'd brought in an elephant from the zoo, because there was a circus locally, so they brought all the animals, and I saw this picture of this great big elephant being lifted off this ship. So that probably was, for me, that's my exciting memory from those times.
What was his least favourite cargo?
Sugar.
What is the most unusual cargo you have seen?
The elephant.
What were your earnings like?
His earnings were pretty good if he had work, but it wasn't brilliant. And that meant, because my dad's earnings wasn't very much, my mum had to work. So when I was growing up, my mum worked and my nan looked after me if I wasn't at school. I've got a sister as well, so that's the thing, because men's work wasn't guaranteed every day in the docks. A lot of the women had to work, and that's what my mum did.
Can you tell us some of the naughtiest things people did there?
I think sometimes they stole things. If there was some extra cargo, say it rolled off out of a barrel or something, they might nick it, but there was always policemen on the gate, and they always checked the bags. So that, and the high walls was to stop people stealing things as well, because they'd have to get that, either go through the gate where the policeman was or climb over this great big wall if you couldn't carry a lot of equipment over a wall. So that's how they sort of stopped things being stolen, really. But you still got people trying to steal.
Tell us something funny that happened on the docks.
Something funny. I think the funniest thing is the elephant. Now, can you imagine this elephant being lifted over? And it must have been scared, really, but it was just that for me is the funniest thing I've seen coming out of the docks.
Can you describe the saddest thing that's happened on the docks?
The closure, when they closed the docks. It was very sudden, especially for my dad, because my dad was still relatively young. I'd just left school, my sister was at school, so my dad, his family had always worked in the docks, so that was the saddest time.
Describe how working conditions changed during the times on the docks.
Well, what they did, they had unions in the docks, and the unions used to speak to their bosses, and then they got it guaranteed, rather than having to line up for work twice a day, as in the early days, they got guaranteed work. And that was the best time, is that my dad knew that he had a guaranteed wage. Whether the ships were there or not, they was going to pay them because they turned up for work. So it wasn't their fault if there wasn't a big ship in that day. So that was the best time, really, when they did that.
Tell us about the role of the union in your working life, in your dad's working life.
My dad was actually a union leader. So he used to, if somebody went to him, one of his workers went to him and said, I've got a worry, can you represent me? That's what they would do. They would go to their boss to tell them what their complaint was, or say if they'd got ill or they got injured, then they'd represent them. So the union had a good role in that way, that they could. That was your representative.
Tell us about any disputes on the docks.
There was disputes in the end because they were saying there wasn't enough work to keep the docks open, and some people thought there was enough work and some people didn't. So that's when it was difficult, when the unions used to fight each other, or argue rather than fight. One would think one opinion and another opinion. So it's hard when somebody's got different opinions. So if you've all got the same opinion, it's easier, because then you say, yes, that's the right way to go. But when people are opposed, then that's when the unions, it got difficult. So they used to maybe go on strike, or that was the thing. If they couldn't get agreement, then they'd go on strike. But they didn't want to unless, you know, they didn't feel they had any other way. So that's when unions, sort of when people saw strikes, they thought, oh, the unions are not working. But most of that time they did.
Compare the docks when your dad first started and how they were towards the end of your time working there.
Towards when it first started, it was the equipment was old, especially after the war. They had to replace lots of the equipment. But by the time they closed in the 80s, they'd got lots of modern buildings and modern equipment. And my dad really enjoyed working in the docks at the end, because he was able to use more machinery. I mean, it was cleaner, and they also used to have the big cruise ships come in, so it's quite interesting work as well. So it wasn't just sort of food or cars coming in, people were travelling on their holidays from the docks, so it was a very lively docks. That's why it was sad for my dad when it closed, because it had started to get really busy. But some of the other docks, like the Royal Docks, they wasn't as modern, And so there wasn't enough work for everybody. So sadly, they closed the docks. So they'd sort of gone from the old days, modernised, and then sadly they closed. So it went through the whole thing, really, sort of from sort of the very early days to the very end.
How did people on the docks react when they began to close?
Some people had to move away because they didn't have any work anymore, so they might have moved to near other family and friends. So it split up the community, really, because some stayed that had jobs in other places, but mainly the dock workers, they either had to go and find another dock to work in, which meant moving away. So the island became very quiet, and the young men and women leaving school didn't have guaranteed work. So it was a very hard time when the docks closed until, like, once modernisation came with the buildings in Canary Wharf, then jobs started to come again. But that little bit in the middle, there was sort of lots of uncertainty.
How did your dad feel when the docks closed?
Very sad. Very sad.
How did the closure affect the communities along the river?
Well, there used to be sort of big companies along the river that used to use the docks. So they used to transport their what they made, sort of like whether it was food or machinery, or even they used to build bridges from the Isle of Dogs. So all those businesses, they couldn't transport their wares on the docks anymore. So they sadly started to close as well, and that meant the other people that used to work in the buildings and companies around the docks, they started to lose their jobs as well. So it affected the Isle of Dogs very much so.
How has the area changed since your dad worked on the docks?
It's more of a banking area now. There's businesses and banking, computers. My dad still works on the docks. He's a pierman with the commuter boats that go up and down the river. They take people to work now. So where he used to take sort of sugar and cars and things off boats, now he makes sure people get safely on and off boats. So my dad's 83 and he's still working on the river, and that's what he enjoys. He really enjoys the river.
Looking back, how does your dad feel works on the docks?
He thinks he knew that things had to modernise, and he thinks it could have been done better, that they didn't have to just completely close everything. They could have done it gradually so people got used to the change and got more training, different skills, so that they could still work in the area. So he's sad that it happened. He thought it could have been done a better way, but it's very modern, the Isle of Dogs now. Sometimes it's all the high buildings, all the tall buildings, it's a bit sort of strange for my dad in particular, because it's very different to what it was when he was growing up, and even from when I was growing up, it's changed a lot, changed a hell of a lot.
Okay, are there any other questions from the group? I'd like to know what your mum, does she work on the docks?
No, she worked in the police station. She used to be doing the traffic sort of reports and things. So she was typist, she was telephonist, that sort of thing. And sort of when I was at school, that's what I did as well. I sort of started to learn to type because I thought I'd end up in an office rather than a factory, or because the docks had closed by then.
Generally, could you tell us what women's work was on the docks?
Women's work on the dock was in the canteens. During the Second World War, though, when the men were away, the women had to do the men's jobs. So very much so, the women learnt skills while the men were away, but as soon as the men came back from the war, then they would they'd have to go back to their homes. But a lot of the women sort of worked in the factories, especially for Tate and Lyle and McDougall's, sort of local name firms that are still around today. They used to work in those factories, mainly on the docks. And also there was timber firms as well. We've got one of the ladies that worked in a timber firm, and she enjoyed that as well. So there was quite a lot of work for women, but the main bulk of the work was for the men when they was down in the ships or on the quay sides. But there was plenty of work for women on the Isle of Dogs, yeah. Very much so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great. Is there anything you want to say that we haven't covered yet?
Not really. They're covered quite a bit, really, sort of the unions and what it was, the changes.
What was the worst injury that your dad got there?
Worst injury? I don't think my dad really ever got injured. He got more injured in playing football. He'd get strains of his sort of knees and things. I know that because he worked with asbestos, that started to affect him now. That also affected my granddad. So it wasn't an injury like a cut or a broken arm, but it affected his lungs. So that was, looking back now, that was the main injuries that dock workers would get. I think the riskiest job was in the cranes, you know, because you're sort of up high. But for my dad, he was quite safe. They had quite good rules of protecting them. But they didn't really understand sort of like all the fibres and things that they affected the inside in the lungs. So that was his worst injury, really.
I've heard the term on the stones. Could you tell us what that means?
On the stones, is that, you know, when I said about waiting for work, signing up for work each day, that was called on the stones or the call on or on the bump. So it depended what area, part of the island you came from, you had your own nickname for it. So I suppose, well, you asked me that as well, didn't you, about nicknames and things. That was a nickname for lining up for work. So my dad's always referred to it as a call on, but on the stones is another thing as well, because it wasn't tarmac, it was stones that they, like the, you know, like near the Tower Bridge, there's sort of rough stones and that's where they used to wait. So they called it on the stones. Mm-hmm.
Is there any other terminology we might not know about?
I'd imagine there's terminology that my dad would know, but I only know it from sort of what they spoke about. And the main thing was that uncertainty of work. So on the stones, the call on, it sort of, I suppose it relates to 0 hours now, where, you know, they'd call you up, say there's work today, but they don't, you know, you don't know the next day, and that's very uncertain. That's why my mum always worked. So when I grew up, I knew that I'd go out to work whatever. I didn't, you know, because on the island, we saw the women go to work. When it was my turn, I knew that I had to learn a trade or a skill. So I learned to type. So that was the thing for me.